We got a lot of confidence in them. They've been working their tail off since day one. So, you know, we just got to wait and see it come Sunday, man.
You guys work so well together. How much added pressure does this put on you? How does it change your approach to this game?
Really just about adapting right now. You know, hopefully we can get them back sooner than we think. And, you know, just play ball. Can't control anything that's happened right now, and all you can do is just adapt.
To what degree does the pressure increase on you? Because, you know, last year when he didn't have someone of your caliber opposite him, you saw what that pass defense was last year. So to what degree does it amplify on you and the concern that there may be some reversion in that sense?
You just got to go out there and play. You know, there's going to be obstacles out there. You just got to go out there, play, do what you got to do. And, you know, hopefully the other guys going to step up. They're going to make the plays like they have to, which I know they are going to do. So ain't nobody really, losing any type of confidence right now. Everybody's just pretty much sticking to we got Dallas Cowboys this Sunday and we're ready to play.
How have you worked on your communication with Romeo and or Kerry this week as a result of the absence with JPP?
That's something we've been working on since day one. You know, everybody on the defense pretty much communicates. That's probably been one of the biggest things that helped us pretty much to get to where we're at right now, just the communication aspect of everything. And, you know, it continues as follows. Just stay communicating.
But it's not different, obviously, because you have most of your snaps across from JPP. So even though you've been communicating since the beginning of the season, I mean, now that he's not here, you know, how much more has that changed in terms of the volume or, you know, how you have to communicate because it's not the same person?
Yeah, it's true. It's not the same person. But, you know, as far as when it comes down to practice, the young guys, they're communicating as well. So, you know, they just got to step in and do what they got to do. And one thing about them, they got a lot of confidence. And that's one of the big things I admire about them. You know, the young guys, as far as when they get in the game, they do what they have to do. They do their job, and they make things happen. And, you know, they got a lot of weapons, like you said. You know, they run the ball, they pass the ball. They got an elusive quarterback, and he's very calm, cool, and collective. So, you know, we just got to bring our A game. We got to bring our A game and focus on Giant football.
Surprised, impressed? What is it when you look at what Dak and Ezekiel have been able to do?
Yeah, I mean, I'm impressed, you know, by, you know, two rookie guys doing their thing. You can't even call them rookies no more. You know, it's already past that stage where, you know, we're in December. So, you know, right now, December is where everything all matters right now. So, you know, pretty much got to just play out giant football and keep it moving.